Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Making Eight Maniacs joining us here tonight. Welcome and thanks for tuning in to the Back on the Rant show with us. Looking to have a pretty good show. See a few of our Making Eight Maniacs are jumping over here. Want to say a big old howdy to you all. We sure appreciate you coming over and joining us. Only seeing that we got about seven users in there in the chat room, and we even got a couple guests. So if you're listening to us for the first time, we want to welcome you guys as well. Make sure to spread the word about us. We sure appreciate you. But how about we bring in Miss Leah, my co-host for tonight. Miss Leah, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I am tired. I'm ready to go back to bed. Does anybody want to call in the show and help Leah out so I can go back to bed? I'm tired.
Sounds like you just woke up.
Yeah, you know what? I kind of did. I went back and laid down for a little bit. I said, shoot, man, I'm just flat wore out. We had a great weekend, though. You know, it was about 2:30 or 3 o'clock before we got home last night.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I saw you got a, you sent me a text about, I don't know, quarter after 1 or so to say that you made it home safe. And how about it there, Making Eight Maniacs? Did you guys have a great time last night hanging out, watching us bring the broadcast from Lakeland there? We sure did have a great time down there, but we got some interesting stuff to talk about. We're going to talk about some PBR. We're going to talk about some PRCA action coming up. We definitely have to talk about some barrel racing and some bull riding action, so y'all stay tuned to that. And, of course, we're always taking your calls, looking to take your questions or comments, and, of course, always your cowboy logic. 646-915 9940. That's the number to call if you want to jump on board with us here on the Back on the Ranch show. You know what? It's Thanksgiving week. Leah, are you ready for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, sure, but I don't like turkey.
Oh, really? How
yeah.
could you not like turkey?
I got sick on it one time, and it's hard to stomach it now.
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. Well, I will eat your share, I promise you.
Okay, and I don't like gravy.
Really? Well, that's all right.
I like
right.
white
I'll
gravy.
Eat,
I don't like brown gravy.
I'll eat your share of that, too. So
okay.
We're looking to have a good time. We're going to sit back with some family and enjoy the Thanksgiving holidays. We want to know what you guys are most thankful for this week. So if you want to give us a call and let us know, 646-915-9940. Well, I'll let you all know tonight's show is brought to you by Gary LaFeu and his Buck and Ball. That's right. So if you guys are going to be out there at the NFR during the or in Las Vegas during the NFR, make sure you get out there to the Gold Coast and jump up there, watch Justin McBride will be playing every night. And I know Gary's going to have several guests lined up for his Buck and Ball, so don't miss out on that. Get on over to the Gold Coast every night after the NFR. It's where the party's going to be at in Las Vegas, no doubt about it. What do you say we take a short break and speaking of Gary LaFeu and the Buck and Ball, how about we start things off here tonight with a little bit of Chris Ledoux and breaking out some NFR. So y'all stay tuned. You're listening to the Back on the Ranch show right here on MakingEight.com.
A rodeo's just a rodeo after riding several years. From old Cheyenne to Houston, they never cause too much fear. But let me tell you about one that will chill your very soul. It happens in December when it's snowing and it's cold. In Oklahoma City, there's a building of concrete. It's where the toughest stocking men will gather and compete. The points have all been tallied and the stock has all been brought. We've got just two more hours 'cause it starts at 8 o'clock. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. The Coliseum's quiet except for the sounds of cowboys getting ready and the workmen of the grounds. The cowboys ask each other what each other's got. Did you draw old necklace or pluck old double lock? The tension now is mounting as the crowd starts pouring in. A shiver goes all through me like from a cold, cold wind. I hear the horses coming, running down the alleyway. They're snorting and a-blowing as men shut the sliding gates. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey, rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. We had too much time a while ago, but not enough time now. The anthem is now over, the grand entry's going out. I sit here on my bronc, I'm ready and I wait. I hear a chute swing open, so I look out through the gate. A horse jumps out and blows up, he's kicking at the roof. And then out comes another bucking like a curly wolf. I hear the chute boss holler through the yelling of the crowd. He says there's one ahead of you, so you'd better get screwed down. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. I nod my head, I'm in a daze, the horse goes boiling out. I lay my spurs along his neck and then I drag him out. My mind is in a blur, my eyes are seeing red. The blank cat slams into my back, his rump bangs on my head. Then somewhere in the background I can hear that buzzer sound. My hands jerk from the rigging and I crash into the ground. I stumble to my feet and as I stagger to the wall, I wonder to myself, is it really worth it all? It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle blows and the stock's all in the pen. It's the finals, the NFR, the series of the sport. Hey rookie, can you take 10 head? Have you got the heart? You think you're a tough cowboy? We'll find out in the end when that final whistle.
This is Wrangler National Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Makin8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Makin8, it's a winner.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts. Take it from me, world champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy. runs in your genes.
All right. Welcome back on the ranch here on MakingAid.com. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight. We're still looking, you know, where the heck is Cowboy Dave, you know, and Cody and Jaylay? Man, we're missing everybody. Well, not everybody, because we do have our dedicated Making Eight Maniacs. See Miss Becky in there. We've got Melanie, one of our newcomers here, just been joining us here recently. And, of course, we got the lovely Barbara and Leah and myself. So, Leah, tell us something. I know we put you to work last night there at that bull ride. what did you think about it, though? Did you have a good time?
Of course. I had a blast.
Yeah, yeah, we did too. You know, that was just a lot of fun. And hopefully you Making Eight Maniacs were able to tune in and watch it with us. We did have a great time there as well. And I'm actually seeing some of our regulars also. We got Miss Ann joining us tonight from Sports Medicine, and we want to thank her for joining us here as well. Seeing one of the comments coming there in the chat room, it looks like PBR Australia says that they will not be streaming, but they'll be posting updates on Facebook and posting rides on YouTube. So hopefully we'll be able to keep you up to date on that. Man, I got to tell you, we have just, I mean, you know, we flat wore ourselves out this weekend, though. Getting out there, setting up, first off, Friday night, we were out there in Lakeland covering the Cumbie Youth Rodeo Association Finals. And had a great time with all you maniacs sitting back watching that youth rodeo. That was absolutely one of the best times we had. And then, of course, last night we had the lovely Leah come down and help us with the cameras and stuff. Did you get some good still pictures while you were up there, Leah?
Of course. If you ever know me not to take a picture.
Right, exactly. Well, I'll tell you what. Hopefully some of those pictures come out real well. I'm eager to see how they turned out from being up there in that perspective, you know, that view. You know, and, of course, we had some issues with the cameras and getting things rolling. So we kind of come up with a little bit of a different system. We're going to try some new things. But, you know, Leah, I was thinking if we do like a 30-minute pre-rodeo event, you know, I think that we might be able to work through some of the kinks and get the ball rolling, and that way when the actual rodeo kicks off or the bull ride kicks off, we'll be in full swing and we won't have some of the technical issues that we had last night.
Yeah.
But,
I think I took 500 pictures. I just looked.
What's that?
I took 500 pictures.
Oh, my Lord. 500 pictures for that one bull ride last night. That's impressive, though. I know.
That's
you usually take a bunch.
Yourself?
Yeah, there's no doubt. You know, you definitely put it out. Hollywood and Boogerhead, man, what a good time that it was to hang out with those guys. They are always a class act, and they have been around the rodeo circuits for a long time. But they sure did bring it last night. We had a lot of fun with them as well. Leah, did you see where Hollywood gave us a big old shout out during the event last night?
Yeah.
What was funny though was
get run over.
Oh yeah, of course. You know, and that's actually I believe that's on the section that we have posted on MakingEight.com. We took the fourth section or the third section and put it up so that way you fans can actually take a look and see what you missed last night if you didn't get a chance to get over there. And if you didn't, we sure are sorry that you missed it. But you got to go back and watch the whole thing. It was really a lot of fun. What do you mean, Ann? I sound like I'm dragging. You know, I am tired. I will tell you that, though. We have had a long week. You know, first we went on the back on the road series, or we went on the road with Making Eight, and of course we sat down with Shane Henchy on Wednesday, and then we had these two broadcasts that we brought to you this weekend from Lakeland. So we were getting out quite a bit. I mean, it was a lot of time on the road, a lot of setup, a lot of takedown time, but we did have a lot of fun, and we sure appreciate all the Making Eight Maniacs for tuning into it, and we definitely enjoyed having you. There is my man, Cowboy Dave. How about it? Thanks for joining us tonight, buddy. I see you just popped up in the chat room.
He must have been out smoking.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. I'm almost kind of concerned about him. But, hey, Making Eight Maniacs, Cowboy Dave has got a contest coming up this week. He's going to let you know about it. Going to be giving away some prizes. So you guys are going to have to stay tuned, and we're gonna help Cowboy Dave and fill you in on what's going on. I know he's putting on another good contest. Hey, Cowboy Dave, does that mean that I get to tune in or get to participate this time or not? Am I going to have to sit on the bench on this one? Man. So, all right, getting off topic here. We got to talk a little bit about last night with the barrel racing. We're going to get away from the bull riding just for a second. We got to talk about the barrel racing. And now, Leah, I know that you were able to sit down with us after the event for a little bit. We had a good time after we got the truck packed up. And we just hung out and had some fun with all the friends, you know. And, you know, the wife and I spent some of our anniversary out there just spending it with our, you know, really spending it with our rodeo family. And that includes the Making Eight Maniacs during the broadcast. But we were watching some really cool barrel racing, and that was actually a sanctioned event with the Women's Pro Rodeo Association that we had down there in Lakeland. But after the event, they had over 90 contestants running slack. Did that place not look like it was somewhere like the NFR though, Leah, with all those contestants hanging out there with those horse trailers?
It was crazy.
Oh, my gosh. It was more than crazy. There were horses everywhere out there. But, yeah, we really did. We had a crazy time out there. So I go out there try to shake my hands, you know, before the end of the event, tell everybody we appreciate, you know, us being down there. And I was actually in the arena for a little bit talking to somebody. And lo and behold, I went to walk away, and I stepped in front of the timer as one of those cowgirls was making her run. They had to completely cut out the whole deal. They had to tell her that her time did not count because I messed up the timer. You talk about embarrassed. Here I am. Thank God it was a slack performance. But I'm sitting out there. I could not believe that I had done that and messed up this girl's chance at making money, you know, out there. Oh, I was so hated. You know, and I am so thankful that she was not mad. I even went over and offered to pay her entry fees for that horse. I was so embarrassed, and she insisted that I didn't take it. Yeah, you're right. You know, I hear you, Cowgirl Bling, and thanks for joining us here tonight. Glad to have you on board. I was embarrassed. You talk about ducking your head and running out of that arena. I was flat embarrassed. Couldn't believe that I had done that. So I walked over and I apologized to her. I offered to pay her entry fees for that deal. And that's the most respectable thing to do. You know what I mean? You mess something up like that, you know, that's the least I could do was try to go over and pay her entry fees for it. But she insisted that I didn't do it. You know what she did, Leah? And I know you actually saw that. She came out and turned out a time that led the event for a period of time. I think she ended up finishing second. Overall, because of her second run, because of the run that I messed her up on, she come out and turned a 14-second, almost a 14-second flat run, and ended up, I believe she finished second in the event. So I think overall that she was okay after all was said and done. But, man, I'll tell you, it was bad. It was really bad. What are you over there giggling for, Leah?
Because I just remember the announcer saying fault, and then you come out, and we're like, who is at fault? And then you said you, and we couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, yeah, that was. I'm telling you. Did you see how red my face was? Oh, my God. You know, it was bad. It really was. But, like I said, you know, she was a true sport, and then she came out and turned out a 14-second time. So I know she didn't feel it. All works out in the wash. That's my saying. You know, was that it all worked out in the wash last night for that young cowgirl. So congratulations to Megan. If you're tuning into us, for turning a 14-second run off my mistake, you know, and after they had to cancel it. Oh, man, I swear I thought everybody was going to throw stuff at me, though, when I was trying to leave that arena. It was really bad. All right. Well, I was kind of hoping to have the North Carolina Cowboy joining us tonight. That's right. Junior Jones, I know y'all were really pulling for him. Last night he had a bad night. He really did. He had a rough one. I felt really bad for him. But, you know, we all have those type of days. You know, it's just one of those deals that happen. You know, he got bucked off. What are you going to do? You know, but he wanted me to personally thank every single one of y'all for standing behind him and cheering him on. He sure appreciated it. Said that he was just really embarrassed afterwards. And you know what, Leah? I came up and I had to pull this clip. And, of course, Cowboy Dave's the one to thank for it because he's the one that gave me the idea. But you know what? That cowboy just had a rough night. So we're going to play a little clip. So, Junior North Carolina Jones, this first little clip here is for you.
Where was the passion you needed the most? Oh, you and I, you kick up the leaves and the magic is lost. 'Cause you had a bad day, you gave me one down.
There is for our buddy Junior North Carolina Jones. You know, we all have them. We all have bad days, and Junior had one last night, apologized for it, said that he don't want to make that mistake again, but hey, it is what it is. I see PBR Get Tough posting some comments in there asking where J-Lay is. You know what? I don't know. I don't know the full extent on what's going on with J-Lay, man. We sure wish we could have him over here. Miss that guy, you know, miss having fun with him. I mean, he's always kind of the class act, and he's the one that helps get us entertained here during the broadcast. And, of course, we missed him this weekend, too, Leah. I mean, you know, a night without J-Lay is like a night without, I don't know, going to bed with you know, without your boxers on. I don't know. It just doesn't fit, you know. A night on one of our broadcasts without J-Lay just doesn't fit. So, J-Lay, if you're listening out there, we miss you, buddy. Get on over here and say hey to us, man. We want to sit back and chat with you and have a good time. Let's see. What else we got going on? We talked a lot about the Making Eight. Oh, you know what? I got to really thank all the Making Eight maniacs for hanging in there with us last night. It was a special day. My wife and I celebrated. Miss Kelly, that's right, the one running the video camera, celebrated our 11th year anniversary last night. She's been putting up with me for 11 years. So, I know, right? Hey, that's not nice, Leah. You've only been putting up with me for a short period of time, so you know how hard that is. But you know what? We sure do appreciate what she's done. And, you know, last night was really cool because we spent the entire weekend dealing with these rodeos, doing the video, and, of course, she was there. You know, we got to sit back last night after we got the truck all packed up and just, you know, we really just sat back and enjoyed it with our rodeo family. We, you know, we got to hang out with all you Making Eight maniacs, although she did not get a chance to talk to y'all. But we did get a chance to hang out. And, you know, she knew that you guys were watching all of her videos and sending her congratulations. And then we got to hang out with a bunch of the folks at the rodeo, and, you know, it really was. And I see old Cowboy Dave on there asking if she liked my thing that I did. Well, how about we get her on here and ask her? I think she is on the line right now, so let's see if we can get over here and ask her. Miss Kelly, are you with us?
I am.
Well, hey, darling. Thanks for joining us here on the Back on the Ranch show for once.
Thank you.
we've got a bunch of the Making Eight Maniacs out here tonight asking if you enjoyed the little thing that I put together for us.
How could I not have? It was too sweet.
Yeah, it really was. And, you know, every now and again, I think I can pull those things off, huh?
You know, once in a while, yeah.
Once in a while.
You take me by surprise, that's for sure.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, darling, I'll tell you what. All the Making Eight Maniacs really appreciate what you're doing for the video, and I know you wanted to tell them thank you, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I just want to say thanks to all those Making Eight Maniacs for all their support for us and for Making Eight, too.
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Well, we sure did have a great time last night hanging out with our rodeo family. What a better way to spend our anniversary than hanging out. I mean, shoot, last year we went out to Vegas and renewed our vows with our rodeo family out there, huh?
That's right. I they're just as much of my family as my blood relatives. I love those guys to death.
Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, and I'm actually seeing some comments coming in the chat room now saying that you needed an award for putting up with me for 11 years. I don't think there's an award big enough, though, is there?
I was going to say, I need more than an award.
Yeah, right. Well, yeah,
if
we're
they
seeing that.
Only known.
Yeah, that's for sure, huh? Don't give all the secrets out now. That just wouldn't be right. I see there's a few more comments coming in just complimenting you on the great job that you do with the videos. And of course, we know the Making Eight Maniacs are looking forward to many more times of you getting out there and running those videos for us.
Oh, I hope I get better at it. I know there's just about every night I'm sitting up there yelling at you to tell them, oh, I'm sorry, because I keep bouncing around or something. So.
Yeah, well, you know what, they don't really seem to mind. It is what it is, you know, and that's the cool thing about live action footage. So,
yeah, I have a great time with it. So.
Well, guess what? Cowboy Dave says you can replace me, that you're going to have a Brendan Clark on the way.
All right, I could do that too.
Yeah, he's actually boxed up Brendan Clark, and he's sending him to us. So I don't know.
I
might have to fight you for him.
I was going to say, I'm sure you'll keep me entertained with that once it gets here.
Yeah, we are going to have some fun for sure. But, you know, one thing that the Making Eight Maniacs don't get to hear or see are all the times when you're out there running the camera and I've got you on the radio or I've got you on the phone and I'm barking in your ear, Kelly, turn the camera to the right. Kelly, get over and get Hollywood like we did last night. But shoot.
You do.
Yeah, it was a good time. We had a lot of fun with it. And
I'm focused on what I'm seeing in the camera. I'm not focused on the rest of the arena. So you giving me that, you can see the other things I'm not seeing, telling me which way that I need to go, so I don't mind.
Yeah, it works out. We have a good work relationship as well as, I guess, a pretty decent marriage since we've been together for 11 years, huh?
Hell yeah. Yeah, I think we do good together. I really enjoy getting out to these things with you. I've missed it. We haven't done it in a while.
I know, right?
I've had a blast this week.
Yeah, we did. We had a good time.
And by the way, I don't want to hear you complain about being tired one more time on this show, because I will kick you in the butt when the show is over. You got to take a nap today. I did not, so I don't want to hear it.
You were sleeping on the couch, so I don't want to hear that either. Anyway. Well, listen, Miss Kelly, I appreciate you jumping on here and talking to all the Making Eight Maniacs. They absolutely love you. They say you do a fantastic job, and, of course, they're always looking forward to more opportunities that we have to get out and do those broadcasts.
Definitely.
All right, darling. Well, I'll tell you
Thank
what,
you
I know
all.
You got to get some. I know you got to get some kids in bed. So we'll see you in a few minutes after the show.
Okay.
All right. Well, Miss Leah, what do you say we slide down and take another short break? When we come back, we'll talk some PBR action. Sound good to you?
Yep.
All right. Well, This next break is actually going to be brought to you by Cowboy Dave. That's right. You guys saw him on our Making 8 Live broadcast last night. You saw his videos that he put together. If you guys have not, you need to get over to making8.com. Scroll down to Team Making 8. It's located at the bottom of the page. Click on over there. Check out Cowboy Dave's links. You can find his Twitter, his Facebook. If you're not following this guy, you really better. He's giving away some great prizes throughout the year, and he's got another big one coming up. So you guys have got to stay tuned. Get on over and check out Cowboy Dave for more information on that. We're going to rock and roll. Let's say we kick things off a little Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys. Right here on the Back on the Ranch show. Don't go anywhere, rodeo fans. We'll be right back.
Cowboys ain't easy to love, and they're hard to hold. They'd rather give you a song than diamonds or gold.
Lone Star belt buckles and old faded Levi's, and tonight begins a new day. If you don't understand him, he don't die young. He'll probably just ride away.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. 'Cause they never stay home and they're always alone. Someone they love.
Cowboys like smoky old pool rooms and clear mountain mornings.
Little warm puppies and children and girls of the night.
Them that don't know him won't like him, and them that do sometimes won't know how to take it.
Wrong, he's just different, but his pride won't let him do things to make you think he's right.
Mamas, don't let your babies grow up to be cowboys. Don't let them pick guitars and drive them old trucks. Let them be doctors and lawyers and such. Mamas, don't let your babies grow up.
Are you Santa Claus?
I heard you might be him.
If you are him, here's my list.
Help the Marines make Christmas possible for less fortunate children. Donate a new toy to Toys for Tots.
He's Santa Claus.
Comes around, you better got your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg and spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain. Know it's been a long, hard road. You're fighting here because you're going on, but with your head held way down low. Hit up your buddy at the rodeo. Now you pick your chin up off the ground. Said, boy, you better listen to me now. You know you wanna win the round. So when that Brando comes around, you better cock the hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain, yeah. City lights in Las Vegas night. Turn around the hill, man, it's gonna be rough. Best of the best, man, it's gonna be tough. Just a friendly talk, father and son. Said, son, I know that you're number one. But you know it's like I always said. Just right before you nod your head. You know you wanna win the round. So when that Brando comes around, you better cock your hammer down. Don't quit till your head hits the ground. Go on and lift the leg of spur. You got to get up in the neck. Step off and pick up your chain. Yeah.
All right, welcome back to the Back on the Ranch show right here on Making8.com. That's right. Joining me tonight, of course, is my co-host, the lovely Leah. And so, Leah, that song.
What?
Did you get to see? You got to see the replay of the video last night from the arena that I kind of dedicated to Kelly for our 11th year anniversary, right?
Yeah.
That was pretty nice of myself, wasn't it?
I was very impressed.
Yes, that's right. You know, sometimes the cowboy just kind of comes up with those things, and shoot, that was really cool. Well, I got to tell y'all, we said we kind of fill you in a little bit tonight on what that deal is. That song right there is actually Kelly and I's new song. When we went out to Vegas last year, we renewed our vows, and I know we said it before, but you know, that was one of the coolest things. We're sitting in the stretch limo with the cattle horns out there, you know, that Ross Hill took to Vegas with him, and it was freezing cold. The minister jumped out. Well, we're cranking up this song, and of course, you know, that song comes on as the minister's renewing our vows. So, you know, since that song was playing in the background during the renewal ceremony, we just determined that is our new wedding song. So every time we hear it, you know, of course, it's kind of special for the two of us, and that's why I put it together on the video last night for her. We had a good time. So although it's not your typical wedding song, hey, it's a rodeo wedding song, and that's exactly what we had in Las Vegas last year during the NFR. So it is what it is, man. We had a good time. So PBR Canada, let's talk about that. How about the Brazilians? I mean, we did not get to see a lot of the footage out there. I know there's some YouTube videos that have come in and things like that. I've been trying to watch some of those. But what do you think about PBR Canada? Was that not, you know, I mean, these guys really are seriously, I mean, they're putting it to the Americans as well as these other, you know, countries, these bull riders. I mean, they are just coming to win everything they get on. What do you think, Leah?
That's for sure. I mean, Rocky Slammer won round one and round two.
I know. That's just really, really impressive. You know, I could not believe it. And I'm actually seeing some comments pop in there now about how cold it is, you know, compared to Florida. And you know what? You're right. You know, coming out of the Sunshine State, heading over there to Vegas, it was darn right cold. And we did get some snow up in the higher elevations while we were out there in December. So it's cold out there. There's no doubt about it. Cold in the desert, what the comments are coming in. but, yeah, how about Aaron Roy? Congratulations to that cowboy for being the first one in PBR Canada history to win two national championships for PBR Canada. So congratulations to Aaron Roy. I heard the competition out there was real thick. I mean, these guys were really focused and really came out there to ride. And I think a big part of it is because there's no Built Four Tough Series going on right now, and they're hungry. You know, but seeing some of the Twitter posts and things like that, these guys are getting fired up for January, huh? Leah?
What? Sorry, I was reading.
That's where you have to talk. Oh, my Lord. You know, you talk about me multitasking here, and you can't read and listen at the same time. What is going on?
I was reading the results from Canada.
Oh, I got you. What do you know? What place Aaron Roy actually finished in the finals?
In the event? No,
yes.
It doesn't say. It just has the national standings, round one, round two, and the short round, and they only close the top five.
Oh, okay. But now I know Robson Palmero covered three bulls as well as Aaron Roy, correct?
I don't know. It only shows me the top five from each round.
Oh, well, I'm pretty sure that he's in the top five in the first round.
Yeah, he won the first round and he won the second round, but he's not listed in the top five for the third round.
Oh, okay. Well, anyhow, that was real impressive, though. It was nice that we were able to kind of keep up on Twitter and stuff. If you guys do not have a Twitter account, you really ought to try to get over there and get on Twitter. Make sure you follow making8.com or making8. And as well as PBR Get Tough, Cowboy Dave, I can guarantee that we're going to get you in the loop and we're going to help spread the word on what's going on with the rodeos and you know, not just PBR, but also the NFR and things like that. Speaking of some of the PBR things going on, I know that this weekend we've got some of our favorite cowboys and Brendan Clark and Luke Snyder and a few other ones are all heading overseas. They're heading out to Australia for the PBR Australian Finals coming up this weekend.
They're just hopping everywhere, aren't they?
They are. They are getting out, you know. And I mean, well, you know, when there's no Built Four Tough Series, you kind of got to, you got to find a way to get over. And as a matter of fact, I'm pretty sure that most of the points won by Brendan and Luke and all those guys were done during the break earlier this year during the summer. You know, they take that opportunity to go someplace, whether it be Canada or Brazil or, you know, Australia, and they get out there and compete in a lot of the events, try to win some money to get themselves in the finals so they can be back over here during this off season. So they're still getting out and riding bulls. Unfortunately, we don't get the coverage as fans, and that's just terrible, isn't it? I mean, really, we have got to start doing something. Hopefully we can get some internet broadcasting of it, you know, something like that. You as fans, you know, we deserve that. I mean, really, you know, we love the PBR. We love what they're doing. And we definitely want to see more of it. And on that same note, you know, we're looking to try to get out to some of those Touring Pro events. And we know we have got a lot of our Making 8 Maniacs out there dropping emails to the PBR. And we want to say thank you for it. Let's see. It looks like I'm seeing a picture of Ann, or a comment from Ann saying that she says she's got a picture of Luke somewhere before before he was in the PBR, but or before he was on the Built for Tough Series tour. Anyways, that has got to be a long time ago. He's been on the Built for Tough Series for quite some time. And speaking of which, I was actually last night talking with one of the PBR superstars back in '95. And that being Brian Corson, and we were actually comparing stories. He was telling me some stories about Luke Snyder and a couple of the other guys, Casey Hayes and a few other of those cowboys when he was out riding with them. Those are some interesting stories, and I don't know if we could get into them right here, but I'll tell you what, they are some funny stories, some good things for y'all to know about, or maybe some not-so-good things for y'all to know about some of those bull riders. But I know that they sure have a good time when they're out there on the road. What else are we going to talk about here? We still got about 15 minutes left in our show. If you want to call us in, call in the show. Tell us what you guys are thankful for this week. We're going to be doing it all week long during our lunch hour rodeo show. And, you know, we're going to sit back and, of course, have a great show every day, Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. We're not going to do a Thanksgiving show just because we're going to be spending time with family, and we know you guys are too. That does remind me that we have a lot of friends. We've got a lot of our maniacs that are going to be going out traveling this weekend, and we want to wish you all the safest of travels. Make sure you keep staying in tune with Making 8. You know, hopefully you'll be able to get a computer somewhere where you're at. Make sure to log on. Check out, you know, some of our homepage things. Check out some of our videos. And tell your friends about us. Tell your family about us. We want to get some more Making 8 maniacs on board. You know, we'd love to have your family members join us, and we'll sit back and have a great time. Let's see. What else we got going on? You know what? It is Thanksgiving, and we have got to play the turkey song. Did you guys really listen to the turkey song this week? I know, Leah, you did not, did you?
No.
Okay. We got to play the turkey song here. So we're going to take one more short break before we come back and wrap up things on our show here. This next break is going to be brought to you by LeFou Bull Riding World. That's right. If you guys are interested, I know Gary LeFou has got a bull riding school coming up in Oklahoma in January. I believe they still have some bull riding slots available. Make sure to check out LeFouBullRidingWorld.com. And if you're interested in learning from one of the best in the business, you can always get a hold of us on Facebook, on Twitter, or right here on Making8.com. We've got all the information. We'll get it to you. Make sure to check out LeFou Bull Riding World for more information. Don't go anywhere, fans. How about a little bit of Adam Sandler's Thanksgiving turkey song? You're listening to Back on the Ranch Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
They want to hear the Thanksgiving song. All right. All right. This is a Thanksgiving song. I hope you enjoy it.
Love to eat turkey. Love to eat turkey.
I love you.
Love to eat turkey, cause it's good. Love to eat turkey like a good boy should. Cause it's turkey to eat, so good.
That clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway.
Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey, then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite.
That's right.
Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't believe the Mets traded Darryl Strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. Oh, white meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Teague's poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
All right, welcome back on the ranch right here on MajorNate.com. We're sitting back getting things ready for our Thanksgiving week, and we sure do appreciate you. You know, I'm seeing some of the questions or comments come into our chat room here about what everybody's thankful for. And, you know, Cowboy Dave really couldn't have said it best, said he's thankful for his family and, you know, the PBR as well as, you know, the PBR family. And, you know, our Making Eight Maniacs are just as much a part of that. You know, last night, of course, celebrating our anniversary, the wife and I kind of said the same thing. You know, you guys are really a big part of that by promoting us and helping support us. You're our support group, but you're more than that. You're our family. And we sure do appreciate every single one of you guys. And, you know, Becky, I see your comment in there as well about being thankful for God. Absolutely. You know, he has got to be number one, and we sure thank him for all that he's done for Making Eight, as well as each and every one of you. You know, we've got, you know, thankful for family and health and friends. Got to love the rodeos, you know, and so thankful that we're able to get out to them. You guys make sure to get out and support every rodeo that you can, you know. It's real important to keep this tradition alive. It's the future of the sport. So, you know, Leah, I got to tell you that, you know, we're thankful for you. I can tell you that Making Eight would not have the look that it does right now if it wasn't for you and your support. So we are definitely thankful for you.
Oh, thank you.
Well, you're very welcome. And thank you for what you do for us as well as for Making Eight. You know, even coming out last night and helping get behind the video camera, that was an awesome thing, and we do appreciate it. I know that, you know, hopefully you've had just as much fun as we did hanging out there at that bull ride.
Of course. I always have a blast hanging out with y'all.
Yeah. Well, we try to bring a party wherever we go, and, of course, the Making Eight Maniacs are a big part of that too. So we always have a lot of fun, and I know last night was a big, you know, a big show, and we did have a great time. You know, I see Cowboy Dave's comment coming in there. Rodeo family is awesome, and that it truly is. You just can't put a price tag on that rodeo family, you know. As a matter of fact, it was really funny because we were hanging out and meeting up with some of the old cowboys that we used to get out and spend a lot of time with, you know, Donnie Newman and a few of our other friends. As a matter of fact, Donnie, you know, was a big supporter of Making Eight. And, you know, he was asking me, he's like, man, where are your kids, you know, and just really missed hanging out with the kids. Had several of the bull riders ask the same thing. Of course, my 11-year-old's been out riding steers, and he's been a big part of Making Eight. He's been running the video camera from time to time. You know, he is he's a big help to us, and, you know, he loves being around these cowboys, and that's just kind of his way of life as well. And, of course, he's got a big relationship with a lot of these guys. You know, they love hanging out with him and spending time with him. So, you know, it is. Rodeo family is truly, it's just a great family. And you guys, every single one of you here tuning in on Making Eight and the Back on the Ranch show are a part of that. We sure appreciate every one of you. Make sure to spread it out, you know. Share the wealth. You know, I mean, let some friends know about us and let's get things going. We're actually seeing some comments coming in. I know Ann is just asking how old Brian is. Well, that reminds me. Old Hollywood Harris asked Brian that yesterday. And, of course, he tried pulling a fast one and said he was only 23 there in the arena. But he's not.
Yeah, right.
And Hollywood knew he wasn't 23 either. But, yeah, he's actually 37 years old and still riding like he was when he was back in his 20s. So make no mistake, Brian Corson may still be around. You might still see him. This guy can get the sponsorships and things together. We would love to be able to carry him out to some of them touring pros and get him the money that he needs to get back on tour. How many of y'all would love to see Brian Corson get back at it? I mean, that's a big thing. And he's been riding for Team Making Eight. Unfortunately, because of our sponsorships, we can't really get him out to those touring pro events like we'd like to. So we have got to get him out there. Well, I think we're going to wrap up the show here, Miss Leah. We got to close things out with some cowboy logic for the day. You know, I always have a hard time on our Back on the Ranch shows for some reason getting out and talking some cowboy logic. So here you go. This next one, today's cowboy logic is actually going to be brought to you by Confucius. That's right. Confucius says, the will to win, the desire to succeed, the urge to reach your full potential, these are the keys that will unlock the door to personal excellence. So something to think about here tonight there, rodeo fans. Want to remind you, we'll be back on our lunch hour rodeo show right here tomorrow, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. If you're not following us on Twitter or Facebook, make sure you get over there as we will be posting the links up then. Until then there, Miss Leah, appreciate you joining us here tonight. Have yourself a great Thanksgiving on Thursday, and make sure you tell your family that we love them and support them.
Oh, I will. You all have to do the same.
Yes, ma'am. All right, Miss Leah. Well, you guys take care. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Okay.
All right. And as for you, the Making Eight Maniacs, make sure to keep tuning in tomorrow afternoon, 12:30 Eastern Standard Time, right here on Making8.com. Until then, y'all get a grip. Have a happy holidays. We'll see you down the road.
I got bucked off and stalled in Albuquerque tonight. And all the money left away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, cause the bill's been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going my friends, and this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on to cash for a good ride, and Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. That bull kid rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman, find your old blueberry wine. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my
old dirty sound. So tonight